Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last night, there was a historic event, a personhood presidential town hall in Iowa. And here to tell us about it, and we'll play some of the audio for you so you'll be able to hear some of the event itself. But we have, well, a personhood sponsor from Colorado's Amendment 62 and longtime vice president, Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Bob, how are you? Thanks for letting me be here with you today.
This is quite a moment.
It is. Yeah. Yet
Dan Becker, the president of Georgia Right to Life, which is one of the largest Right to Life groups in the nation, said that, of a state affiliate, said that this was a watershed moment. We had five presidential candidates sign a personhood pledge, and then four joined Steve Dace in a town hall meeting hosted by Personhood USA and Keith Mason, and they talked about their commitment to personhood, and some of it was flat out extraordinary, like when Keith Mason asks Rick Perry, but isn't this a contradiction from the position you held until recently that you are against abortion except for rape and incest?
Right.
And so Rick Perry now needs to answer that, and we'll hear that in a little bit.
I'm just incredulous. You know, I've been at this a long time, 25 years, longer than you a little bit maybe, but about the same.
Yeah.
And I can remember in 1992 when I was a delegate to the Republican National Convention, one of the things that helped me win was the speech I gave quoted liberally from the Declaration of Independence. And so it's so fun because now everybody's talking about it. And it only took 25 years, Bob. Gosh.
Everybody is talking about the inalienable right to life and personhood. And you don't kill a child because his father's a criminal.
That's right. And who started that? Who started educating the nation about that notion? I really do believe, Bob, that you were the first one to really push that
home. Leslie, I don't know about that. But we've done it for 20 years, 5 days a week, so many times ad nauseum. So I think we've had a hand, thank the Lord, thank God, in educating people so that candidates around the country, including presidential candidates, are advocating that we protect every unborn child without exceptions. So this is good. Now, the town hall, it was hosted by Personhood USA and Keith Mason, and it was emceed in part by a syndicated national radio talk show host, Steve Dace.
Right.
So this aired live on his syndicated program on Salem Radio Network, but also Personhood USA robocalled hundreds of thousands of people, inviting them, conservative, pro-life Christians, inviting them to tune into the call, and 25,750 people tuned in and joined the Personhood Town Hall.
That has to be historic.
That is just tremendous.
Tremendous.
Just a few days before the Iowa caucuses. And by the way, most of those people were in Iowa. That's
Ooh.
Where the robocalls were focused.
Fabulous.
And then folks from around the country. And with airing on Steve Dace's radio program. And today, the Bot Radio Network, now you know about the Bot Radio Network, dozens of major radio stations, mostly throughout the Midwest, they re-aired the Personhood Town Hall, the pro-life town
Excellent.
Hall. They re-aired it. And we'll air a little bit of it here on Bob Enyart Live on the nation's number one most powerful Christian radio station, AM 670 KLTT, 50,000 watts. So the word is really getting out, and there's media all over the country and even around the world now about these four candidates. And I heard on ABC Radio Network last night, our boys, our three youngest boys are in a hockey tournament.
Right.
So I've been busy this week.
That's right.
And I'm leaving the ice rink. I get in my car. I turn on just local radio.
Mm-hmm.
And ABC Radio Network, top of the hour, they say Governor Rick Perry, presidential candidate, has just announced a change in his position against abortion, whereas he formerly supported exceptions for rape and incest. Now, at a town hall meeting in Iowa, he has signed a personhood pledge, and he opposes abortion even in the cases of rape and incest.
I heard that, too, and I think he quite eloquently did speak in his segment about having met a friend of ours, a good friend of ours, Rebecca Kiesling,
who we flew out to Colorado to speak at a Colorado Right to Life event in support of personhood.
Right.
Because she's got it exactly right. She is the argument against exceptions, because an exception is just the euphemism for killing a little boy or girl. And she said that she had the right to life. She has that right.
And he admitted, he looked her in the eyes as she told the story. Mm-hmm. He said it was a real God moment, that God was really working on his heart. And that's really good news.
And now also, American Right to Life has put out a press release following up on something that Personhood USA did. They got five candidates to sign a personhood pledge. Ron Paul signs the pledge and then contradicts it specifically. And so Personhood USA publicly is now in a spat with Ron Paul. And they say, we're questioning your pro-life commitment because you signed a pledge saying that you would use the 14th Amendment to protect children in the states. And then you said that the 14th Amendment has nothing to do with kids being killed by abortionists. So he signed the pledge, what, to dupe voters in Iowa, I guess, because he didn't believe it. And then he contradicted the pledge. So American Right to Life has put out a press release, and this is quoting their director of research, Daryl Berkey, and their president, Lolita Hanks. And it's titled, American Right to Life Rejects Ron Paul's Pledge. And it points out that Ron Paul will support and defend the states that kill unborn children because he thinks they have the right to do that. And the federal government, Ron Paul's America, would protect the states' rights to kill unborn children.
Was there anything in that press release about double-minded men?
Well, there should be, right? There should be. What a great Bible verse from the book of James. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I do think it said something about politics as usual.
Uh-huh, right.
So,
yeah,
all
I've
right.
seen that before, that's for sure.
So, Leslie, who would you say, of the four candidates who spoke, who would you say was the weakest, even though they're all coming around to personhood, who would you say was the weakest out of Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry?
Well, you know, I listened to them today, and I really feel like it was so historic. I want to listen to them all again, because you really do pick up different nuances every time you listen. So I'd encourage the listeners to be sure they pick it up. I know it's on Facebook, and you can go to Personhood USA's website and find each one of them. But just off the top of my head, I would have to say Rick Perry's was the weakest. He did talk about being proud of having signed legislation, incremental legislation, that we would have been unhappy with.
In other words, parental consent, which ends with the words, and then you could kill the baby.
Right.
And so he doesn't understand that, just like a few weeks ago, he didn't understand that pro-life doesn't mean you're against killing kids except for those fathered by criminals.
Right.
He didn't understand that. He is hearing the personhood principle, and he's talking to principled pro-lifers, and he's realizing that you can't have exceptions when it comes to protecting kids from being killed.
Right, but he was feeling pretty good about having signed that. And,
yeah, so he needs to learn.
24-hour waiting period, perhaps. But
Yeah, and these are things that the pro-life movement, like National Right to Life and Focus on the Family and the Catholic bishops, have spent decades telling politicians, hey, if you sign these bills to regulate how and when you could kill babies, you will be a great pro-lifer.
That's right.
So Rick Perry's been trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so he needs to learn anew, like we all do. The Bible talks about the renewing of our minds. So how about we go to the audio that began the town hall? Starts with Ronald Reagan, if I recall.
And that gives you goosebumps.
It's just great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve Dace comes on, dear friend of American Right to Life and the personhood movement. Then Steve introduces Keith Mason, Personhood USA. And then Rick Perry will begin to speak, and then we'll fast forward to that question to him about exceptions. So let's begin.
Rights have meaning. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Together, we can convince our fellow countrymen that America should, can, and will preserve God's greatest gift.
Welcome to the Presidential Pro-Life Teletown Hall, presented by Personhood USA. And now your host, Steve Dace.
And greetings, good evening, and welcome to a very special edition of the Steve Dace radio program. It is the defining issue for many Americans, certainly one of the most loyal voting blocks every election, and that is the inalienable right to life, the sanctity of human life, the pro-life vote. And certainly that is the case in this election. We've had a president for the last 4 years who has demonstrated throughout his political career that sadly he has absolutely no regard for the inalienable right to life. In the past, we've had other candidates who claimed that this was one of their top issues, but sadly they did little to actually advance the cause. And this has now pro-life voters around the country eager to find a true champion for this issue. And that's why we want to welcome you to this teletown hall. We have with us Keith Mason from Personhood USA. Keith, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Steve, I can hear you great, and I'm honored to be with you and the literally tens of thousands on the town hall meeting that's simulcasting your radio program.
We also want to welcome a new audience with us here tonight, Bot Radio Network, 88 radio stations around the country reaching the heart of America. I want to welcome all of their listeners for joining us tonight as well, because you're going to get a chance to hear four of the five candidates that signed Personhood USA's presidential pledge. And this pledge, I think, is the most basic and fundamental articulation of the right to life that really we've ever posed to presidential candidates. And we're going to talk to four of these candidates tonight. We'll introduce the very first one here in just a second. But, Keith, before we begin, what are you looking forward to tonight? What do you want the listeners to come away with from this event?
Well, I think we have a great opportunity to really understand where the candidates are on life and the most important issue that, of our day, and to, you know, really help support them, know which ones we're going to support, and those, and it's really those who are championing life. And so we want to reward those candidates who are standing for the most defenseless among us. And so I'm really interested to hear some of the statements and positions of the candidates we have on the line. And I'm very encouraged by the call and encouraged for the future of our nation.
We want to thank Keith and Personhood USA for sponsoring this event. Please support them with prayer and financial support. You can join the movement at personhoodusa.com. Let's welcome our very first guest that we're scheduled to have here this evening. Texas Governor Rick Perry joins us here. And Governor, we want to welcome you to the program. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Steve, thank you. It's a great honor for me to be on. And Keith, thank you for the work that you've done over at Personhood USA. And I'd love to just make an opening statement if I can and open it up to any questions. Or
sure.
And stop the tape. Why don't we do this, Leslie Hanks? Why don't we skip through to the questions? Because Rick Perry, he is a candidate running for the Republican nomination for president. And he's going to talk to pro-lifers, a pro-life audience, and he is going to tell us what we want to hear.
Right.
All candidates do that typically, but the goal is not to allow them to bring us down to a level of accepting some killing.
Right.
But to have Christians, pro-lifers, pull them up to where they're acknowledging it's wrong to kill.
And he does spend a little time kind of thanking people a little too long.
Yeah, so why don't we do this? Why don't we forward to 12 minutes in, actually 12:05 or right around there, and then Keith Mason will ask a question of Rick Perry, and he's going to get right to the heart of the issue, which is a change in Rick Perry's position. Because like George W. Bush has taught so many Republican politicians that you can say you're pro-life and have exceptions, and therefore, you appeal to both groups.
Right.
Because if you have exceptions, you're saying that abortion isn't the killing of a child. It's just something we want to regulate.
Mm-hmm.
And even Roe v. Wade has that same position, that abortion is something we want to regulate. So,
Correct. So
George W. Bush's position in practice was not really much different than Roe v. Wade itself. They're both regulating abortion. And Bush increasingly was happy to fund Planned Parenthood and so on. So, okay, let's go to the question.
In the past, you have allowed for exceptions for rape and incest and abortion, but obviously the new personhood pledge that you've committed to is sort of raised the standard. Could you explain your commitment on that issue? And if there's a change, could you explain that?
Yeah, Keith, and there has been. And this is something that is relatively new. And it goes back to a meeting with Rebecca Kissling, who was at the Gift for Life, and we had a fairly lengthy and heartfelt conversation about how she was conceived in rape, and looking in her eyes, and I couldn't come up with an answer to defend the exceptions for rape and incest, and over the course of the last few weeks and the Christmas holidays and reflecting on that, I would suggest my pro-life position has been rather strong as the governor of Texas, but she made a statement to me that was really profound and pierced my heart. So, as I signed that document, I will suggest to you that, all I can tell you is God was working on my heart.
All right, let's stop the tape there. So, Leslie, I can't read Rick Perry's heart.
Right.
But I am so thankful that Personhood USA, the Personhood movement around the country, Colorado Right to Life, American Right to Life, Georgia Right to Life, and on, so many groups, Lila Rose, who's a part of this program, they're forcing our leaders to consider the question that when you say you have exceptions, you're saying you could kill this baby.
That's right. And a number of times I've been reading recently where people keep bringing up this really important thing that I consider to be progress is we don't even kill the rapist, for heaven's sake. So why in the world are we killing the baby?
Right. Yeah, exactly. To be a liberal, what? You have to love and protect the rapist and kill the baby.
Yeah.
To be a good liberal.
Well, that's been the standard. That's as high as it got for, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, for the last 40.
Just like to be a good liberal, you're concerned for the American family, so you think that ATM fees are too high and taxes are too low.
Mm.
So liberals have pretty much most things backwards. As you'd figure out just from reading the Bible, that they call good evil and evil good. But so these leaders are being forced to consider something more clear and more foundational than anything the former pro-life movement put before them.
Praise the Lord. It's just so wonderful that Personhood USA and Personhood Colorado and, like you said, Colorado Right to Life and Georgia Right to Life are
all
demanding
the groups, American
more.
Life League, all the groups that are now saying the only answer, the only vision is personhood.
Amen. Every single baby deserves legal protection.
Yeah, to be protected by love and by law, where you have pro-life Republicans who say, no, I support the right to kill that baby right there, that baby. And that's been the standard fare approved of by National Right to Life and Concerned Women of America for decades now. And this is changing. And notice it's not the old guard that's having the pro-life forum in Iowa.
That's right.
It's Personhood USA. It's Mike Huckabee, who just released an extraordinary video, Gift of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mike Huckabee promoting the Personhood Pledge to these fellow Republicans. And I'm not saying that these guys have been heroes. You know what? A lot of them have not been heroes. But this is not your grandma's pro-life movement. We're no longer satisfied, we being pro-lifers generally, with hypocrisy and contradiction in killing some kids.
That's right. And being told, oh, yeah, we're pro-life, and then as soon as the person's in office, nothing changes, nothing happens, and babies keep dying every day.
Except that George W. Bush gives Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars more than Clinton ever did. Nothing concrete changes, but things get worse with pro-life Republican presidents. Yes. That's been the standard.
Sad to say.
Yeah. So how about if we consider, say, Rick Santorum? Now, he signed the personhood pledge. I think he's done some things in the past that have been utterly despicable.
But, well, yeah, he has some baggage, but they all do.
Yeah, and so do I. I have baggage. I don't know if you have any.
I've never seen
nor heard any hint of Leslie Hanks having baggage.
Oh, we all do.
But I guess we all do, right?
We
That's
do,
what the
of
Bible
course.
Says. But I remember, I'm from New Jersey, and long after I left there, they had a politician running for governor, Christine Todd Whitman, and she was even supporting partial birth abortion of all things, which is infanticide. And if I recall correctly, Rick Santorum campaigned for even Christine Todd Whitman. You can't become more of an aggressive child killer than even to support killing the baby when the baby is almost totally out of the birth canal and stabbing him in the back of the neck and killing him.
Oh, that's right.
And how he could support her. What kind of an argument is my murderer is better than their murderer? I'd rather have Republican child killers than Democratic child killers. That's perverse.
Well, and then he also campaigned for Arlen Specter over, was it Pat Toomey, I believe. And of course, as soon as Arlen Specter was elected, like within weeks, he became a Democrat.
Yeah, so. Supporting Barack Obama, right? And that was on National Right to Life's pro-life profile. They have, it's just amazing what American Right to Life has put together. They have, from the tax returns of National Right to Life, specific receipts of money sent out to politicians, hard-earned money of Christian pro-lifers around the country that they've sent in and they used to elect pro-abortion Republicans. And pro-abortion Republicans like Arlen Specter, who not only is pro-abortion, but you know that he's going to support Barack Obama, and he does that explicitly. So it's time for a change, and the change is here, and it's exciting.
But I will say, I really did appreciate Santorum's remarks on the town hall last night, and it's very much worth people's time to go listen.
Yeah, I think so. Do you think there's hope? The Bible says, love trusts all things, believes all things, hopes all things. And that doesn't mean you check your mind at the door and you become a fool or gullible. It doesn't.
Right.
So when people give you reason to see that they're lying, then you hold them accountable. But when somebody who says they believe our rights come from God, they believe we should oppose the killing of every child, we should try to stop it by law, when they say that, then you give them the benefit of the doubt and you encourage them because they've now done a good thing.
Right. And when he campaigned for Arlen Specter, I'm sure he was encouraged to do so by National Right to Life. And so it's nice that now he's being influenced by somebody that's encouraging courage instead of timidity. And so I think Personhood USA is doing a wonderful thing.
Mm, yeah. Any thoughts on Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich?
Appreciated Michelle Bachmann's comments a lot. She talked about having seen or heard Frances Schaeffer had a video or something that really touched her heart profoundly when she and her husband were first married. And so she really stands on the fact that the sanctity of life has long been one of her most heartfelt.
Frances Schaeffer, how should we now live?
Right, and how defense of life is the moral dividing line in the sand, if you will, and that everything else is going to be impacted the way you do business in every other arena. If you don't have the right stance on life,
sure,
you're wrong on everything.
Sure. If you as an individual say it's okay to kill some kids, if your political leaders say it's okay to kill some kids, you're going to destroy your life, you're going to destroy your party. That's what Christians who are obsessed about beating Obama, they're willing to destroy the Republican Party in order to try to beat Obama, and that means they're willing to destroy the nation in order to try to beat Obama. by taking a party that supposedly stands on principle and saying, you know, we're going to look the other way and support child killers.
Well, I've done that for way too long.
They
way
have,
too
right?
long.
Yeah. So how about Gingrich?
Well, Newt Gingrich was the one I listened to just as I was getting here, and I really need to listen to that one again. I was very encouraged that Newt Gingrich was the first person to mention the word personhood in one of the debates this campaign cycle.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked when he did. So I thought, wow, it's really getting on the radar screen. And so he was speaking about what he would do. You know, Keith asked the question of everybody, what they would do if the court squashed whatever he'd put forth.
Right.
Would he
if
obey?
We have a personhood amendment and the court said this is unconstitutional.
Right. Who does he obey
then? What would you do?
The unalienable right to life or the court. And so he went into some kind of bunny trail about a guy named Robbie George and how he would help him draft something, but I got lost on that one, so I definitely have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich is saying that there should be a way to draft federal legislation based on the 14th Amendment that could not be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court and that could not be undermined. So, hey, creativity, and let's use every weapon in our arsenal to protect innocent children. So, great. We need that kind of creativity. Hey, American Right to Life's press release that's on the Denver Post website and Yahoo News and dozens of other places right now. It was issued today. American Right to Life rejects Ron Paul's pledge. American Right to Life calls it politics as usual when Ron Paul tried to mislead pro-life voters by signing a pledge that he actually rejects. And that's indisputable that he rejects the pledge that he just signed. Just in time for the 2012 Iowa caucuses, Paul pledged that he will endorse legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment protections apply to unborn children, unquote. That's the pledge he signed, but then he contradicted his pledge by stating, quote, I can't agree that the 14th Amendment has a role to play here regarding abortion.
So, wow, what a grasp on the Constitution.
Yeah, what a tragedy, right? If the constitutional protection of human rights does not apply to unborn children, then Ron Paul is in agreement with Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, but he champions himself as being a great
promoter
of liberty and the Constitution.
Life and
so.
Liberty. And Roe v. Wade, the central finding of Roe v. Wade was that the claim that the constitutional protection of human rights does not apply to unborn children, Ron Paul is agreeing with Roe v. Wade at that fundamental level. And that's utterly despicable, where the Constitution says you must have equal protection of rights for all persons. And Ron Paul says not for unborn children.
Tragic.
Yeah.
It's really tragic.
All right. Leslie Hanks, God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, thanks for being in the battle. Thanks for leading the fight, Leslie. Colorado's coming back in January at the March for Life at the Capitol. What? With a 2012 personhood amendment. So it's going to be exciting. Please get involved. God bless you.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.